Some here have been in the training, and we strongly hope that you would overflow something. Others have been in week 36 of the morning revival on the incense. We welcome Sharon from that also. The incense is mentioned at the end of Exodus 30. The training covered many places in Exodus, more toward the end than the beginning, but covered a lot of different chapters in Exodus.
Amen.
So in a minute, Oscar will lead us through an introduction to what was in the training for the sake of those who were not there. He will not mention the incense, but we still encourage anyone who was in week 36 to feel free to share. We will have the piano sound in a minute and a half. If you go that long, then don't sit down immediately, but do conclude, and then you can sound again another 15 or 20 seconds after that. Okay, go downstairs.
So after 2 years, right, we're getting on Exodus, we went from the sleep house, and we end with a marvelous vision, the erecting of the tabernacle. So this week we're concluded, and if you have your outlines, for those who are there, we're going to take a little tour, you could say. We're going to make a couple stops. So you say we're going to call this a 12-piece sampler. It's not the entire speaking, but it's just a taste. So if you bring, pick out your outline, and let's read the title of the first message. Otherwise, share with your neighbor. Well, the first message,
going outside of the acknowledgement.
Exodus 33:7, Moses took his tent and pitched it outside. Pitched it outside the camp. Okay? But you call it a tent of meeting. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But for us, it says we need to enter into our spirit.
Amen.
We can go to our spirit.
Amen.
The tent of our spirit.
Amen.
The exercise of the spirit.
Amen.
And through this, we enter within the veil.
Amen.
So let's turn to message number two. Let's read the title together.
Knowing God and His ways.
So if you also have it, can you read Roman number 3?
Please let me know God's way of ways. He made His ways known to Moses.
This is a marvelous prayer. We also have this prayer. Look, please let me know now your ways.
Amen.
But for what? So that I may know you.
Amen.
His desire is that we will know him.
Amen.
That we need to know his way.
Amen.
But, let's turn to message number 3. What is God's desire? Is that his people serve him.
Amen.
So in Exodus 7:16, he tells Pharaoh, let my people go.
Amen.
That they may serve me.
Amen.
What is to serve the Lord is to hold a feast.
Amen.
A sacrifice to him.
Amen.
So we all need to, what is the sacrifice? Is to offer something to him.
Amen.
What is to hold a feast? Is to offer, to enjoy what we offer.
Yeah.
With him.
Amen.
This is marvelous.
Amen.
What is to enjoy?
Amen.
We don't need to hold a feast. That's why we had a feast.
Amen.
We need to continue in this feast.
Yeah.
And then message number 4. This is not three tabernacles, but these are three stages, or three aspects of the tabernacle. In type, in reality, and in consummation.
Mm-hmm.
In John 1:14, it says the word became flesh in tabernacle.
Amen.
The Lord was the reality of the tabernacle.
Amen.
For whose process of death and resurrection, this individual tabernacle was enlarged.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And eventually it will consummate in the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
Now this is number 5.
The tabernacle and the priesthood.
And if you know this verse, this is 1 Peter 2:5. This verse encapsulates this entire message. You know what he said, wicked? He says, you yourselves are also filled.
As the living stones are being built up of the spiritual house
into a holy priesthood
to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In the Old Testament, the tabernacle and the priesthood were separate, but in the New Testament, these are one. They're inseparable.
Amen.
So the tabernacle and priesthood are one.
Amen.
So that's number 6. The one
of the triune God.
In John 17, the Lord prayed. This was the Lord's prayer that we will be one.
Amen.
We are one in the divine life.
Amen.
We are one in the Word, and we are one in the glory.
Amen.
I would like you also to read the first Roman numeral. If you have it, read the first Roman numeral.
The oneness of the body of Christ is the oneness in the triune God, revealed in the Lord's Prayer in John 17. The oneness of the body of Christ is the enlarged oneness of the divine Trinity.
Amen. Also, it says, the divine us was enlarged. We're one in this divine, and one is in the divine. It's marvelous.
Amen.
So message number 7.
The veil of the screen and the two aspects of reconciliation.
In 2 Corinthians 5:20, Paul tells the Corinthian believers, be reconciled to God.
Amen.
Be reconciled to God.
Amen.
Can we all say that together?
Amen.
Be reconciled to God.
Amen. He said that the Corinthians were reconciled when they received the Lord. But they even more now, they need to be reconciled further.
Amen.
And brought into the direct presence of God.
Amen.
And this means that this is what it means to be reconciled to God. We go further. We're in the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
Where God is.
Amen.
Amen. Message number 8. Now we see what is the function of a priest. The priest is to light the lamps. We need light. And when we light the lamps, we need light. But who is this light? In Matthew 4, it says that the people in darkness saw a great light.
Amen.
Reality of this light.
Yeah.
You need to learn to light the lamp.
Yeah.
You need to spend time in the light.
Yeah.
Number 9. The breastplate, the
central and ultimate point of the priesthood.
Amen. The breastplate was for God's leading. It is to the breastplate that God spoke to his people.
Mm-hmm.
So this is marvelous. We have this breastplate in the church.
Amen.
Now, this is number 10.
The significance of the tabernacle.
In John 14, the Lord tells his disciples, I go. He goes, I go and prepare a place. And you know, what he's doing is through his death, he's accomplishing redemption for the people. So he says that we have a place, we have a standing in God because the Lord accomplished in his redemption.
Amen.
Our redemption is our standing.
Amen.
Amen. So let's turn to, that was just one aspect, by the way. Let's jump into that.
The words of the
God first work and then he rests.
Amen.
But with us, we first enter into God's rest.
Amen.
And then we work. So Exodus 31:17 says, "For 6 days Jehovah made heaven and earth, and the seventh day he rested."
Amen.
And this is precious. And was refreshed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You can
enter into God's rest and be refreshed.
Amen.
It is in this way that we become workers.
Amen.
Be able to build. We need to be resting in order to build.
Amen.
And the last message, the concluding message, 12. God's desire is He wants His sanctuary to be among His people. So finally, after 40 chapters, after so much time, the Lord eventually gets the tabernacle.
Amen.
I love this verse in Exodus 39:23. This is after Moses, the people have prepared all and everything's done. He goes and examines it. So I'll read what it says. And Moses saw all the work, and it was, and there he was. They had done it.
Amen.
They have done it.
Amen.
It says, just as Jehovah had commanded. So they done it. And Moses blessed them.
Amen.
So there it is. The tabernacle is there. They have an accomplished work. They did it. You know? But what happens after? You know, there is a house, it's built, and then we have the cloud covered.
Amen.
And the glory filled the tabernacle.
Amen.
Wow, what a marvelous picture.
Amen.
You see that the glory coming into the tabernacle is God coming to His dwelling place.
Amen.
Oh, He desires for this.
Amen.
Oh, He needs the people that will give Himself for this building.
Amen.
Oh, marvelous people be partakers of this divine labor.
Amen.
He will say, we've done it.
Amen.
And God said, they've done it.
Amen.
Enter into this.
Amen.
And like I said, this was just an appetizer. So hopefully you have much more to say.
Amen.
A completely concluding word.
Amen. Praise the Lord's name. Message 8 touched a lot on the matter of lighting the lamps in the sanctuary and the function of the priests. There's a verse in Exodus 27:20 that says, "You shall command the children of Israel to bring to you pure oil of beaten olives for the light, to make the lamps burn continually." And then I'm just going to read a couple of points in the outline that I was just touched with. This is under Romans numeral 2, maybe on page 36. It says, point A says, "The tabernacle was a place both for God's dwelling and for the meeting of the children of Israel. And so it was called the tabernacle of the tents of meeting."
Amen.
Point 1 under that says, "Whenever we come together to meet as a church, that meeting is God's dwelling place."
Amen.
I was really touched by this and kind of convicted to realize that our meeting together is so special, and not to, in a sense, take it in a light way, but to realize that really from God's perspective, whenever we come together in any, whatever type of meeting, that meeting is God's dwelling place.
Amen.
Right? Even this morning, I mean, do we have a sense? I mean, I have a sense. This is God's dwelling place. Point 2 after that says, "Our meeting is the sanctuary of God, the holy place." And then under B is really kind of also what I really enjoyed. I'll just read it. "The proper way to meet is to light the lamps."
Amen.
That is to give off light.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're here to give off light.
Amen.
Everything that we do in the church meeting should cause the holy light to ascend.
Amen.
I'll read it again. Everything that we do in the church meeting should cause the holy light to ascend.
Amen.
Appreciate seeing the significance of our meetings, because we all individually have a responsibility to enjoy the Lord of light, so we can, when we come together, we can give off the light.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Message 11, we come to the principle that God first works and then He rests. But for man, we enter to His rest and then we work.
Amen.
I'm just going to read some outline points. I don't have much to share, but these points are very crucial.
Yeah.
And if you have it on page 50, Romans 1, C, 1 through 4. The workers of the tabernacle need to be wise in heart, receive wisdom, understanding, and grace from God.
Amen.
And be stirred up in their hearts to do the noble work of building up the church,
Amen.
God's dwelling place on earth. If we would build God's dwelling place, we must be a people filled with the Spirit of God.
Amen.
In order to be filled with the Spirit of God, we need a willingness to do something for God's building. We need to abandon our natural capacity, and we need to empty ourselves to have the absolute openness to God in prayer.
Amen.
Every day and all the time, we need to be freshly filled with the triune God through prayer.
Amen.
The Christian life is a life of prayer.
Amen.
If we are short of prayer, we will be short of the Spirit. At this point, we were led to 2 Kings 4, 1 through 7. And I'm not going to read the verses, but there was a woman. She was very poor. She had only one jar of oil left. She went to the priest seeking help because there was a collector coming to take all that she had. And this is all that she had. But what happened was, she was directed, go get empty vessels. All your neighbors. And what happened was, that one jar of oil that you have, fill the empty jars that you have. But the second, when there was no more empty vessels, the flow stopped. How do we get this flow? It's by praying.
Amen.
By praying we're filled with the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, there's so much in this summer training. Just wow.
Yeah.
I recommend, if you guys haven't gone under simulcast live, just do it. I mean, it's awesome. And I can't even choose which message to go by. But one brother started it, and I wanted to do a really brief conclusion of it.
Yeah.
The brother gave us. It was about the light. Lighting the lamp is the security, the sanctuary of God by serving as priests, clothed with the expression of Christ.
Yeah.
The brother at the end gave us a little quick summation about how to read it. Well, if you know that's what that is. If you love the church, you need to love the meetings.
Amen.
Bring the light to all the meetings.
Amen.
You got to bring the light to the ministry. So then the brother got into a little bit. He said, this is a little summation of all this message. He said, honor every meeting of the church.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come to the meeting with a joyful heart.
Amen.
Come to the meeting with pure heart seeking God.
Amen.
Oh, come to the meeting early and on time.
Amen.
Yeah. Come to the meeting ready to release your spirit.
Amen.
Do everything in the meeting to minister live.
Amen.
The summation of this wonderful message about us as priests bringing the light to the meetings.
Amen.
Yeah, just to follow these two brothers. When we come to the meeting, we want to light the lamps.
Amen.
What does this mean? You know, Alan mentioned about the tabernacle. It's called a tent meeting. Of course, where we're meeting? We're meeting God.
Amen.
We're also meeting one another. So I appreciate, you know, the tabernacle. Three main things the priest did is they lit the lamps, they offered the sacrifices, and they burned the incense. But, you know, the tabernacle had no windows.
Right.
Didn't have a skylight. There was no light. In other words, the very first, they couldn't do, there was no service. If there was no light, there would be no service. There'd be no incense. In other words, nothing would function without the light. So he said, when he come, and so the tent of meeting in the New Testament, what is it? It's the church. And the church, the most basic characteristic of the church is the matter of meetings.
Yeah.
It was really good to see that, how important that is.
Yeah.
And that, of course, that because of the word ecclesia, means that the assembly. How are we going to assemble? And, you know, he read about how we should be in the meetings. And even this week, he just touched me. When I touch things, I just didn't want to touch anything that would make me not be one who would light the lamps. That we would have the view, that we would come to the meeting, our being would be prepared. And when we come, we'd be exercised, we could light the lamps and be light in the meeting.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So finally, we get to chapter 40, and we see the erecting of the tabernacle. But how do we get there? We got there because there was a man, Moses, whose heart matched God's heart.
Amen.
He was wholly and completely for God. God showed him a pattern of the tabernacle, giving all the direction, and Moses, whose heart matched his heart, was faithful to his calling.
Amen.
So I was encouraged that we have a ministry who has given us the vision of God's economy.
Amen.
And we in turn need to be, in the same as Moses was, we need to be faithful to this calling and to this vision that has been given to us.
Amen.
And for this, we need to be reconciled fully to God.
Amen.
To not remain in the holy place, but to enter into the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
Where we are joined to God in spirit in the Holy of Holies. And we open the way for others, so others can be ushered into the Holy of Holies. The brother warned us that some can be even obstacles for those around us to enter into the Holy of Holies. If I remain in the holy place, there's no way I can minister anyone into the Holy of Holies. So I need to enjoy the Lord fully, be reconciled fully, and be in the Holy of Holies so I can minister others into the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for the reconciliation.
Amen.
That God saves us fully.
Amen.
And we can enjoy God in the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
Yeah, I
enjoyed
this message 7. Talk about the two aspects of reconciliation. And actually, this is seen by the two sets of pillars that are in the tabernacle. And actually, there's four pillars, and then attached to these four pillars is the veil, which is our flesh. And this is what separates us from the holy place and the Holy of Holies. And we want to be those that are in the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
Where we can be one with the Lord in His crucifixion, where He crucified the flesh. So we need to be those that are willing to have our flesh crucified so that we can enter into the Holy of Holies. But sometimes we're not there, and we're in the second set, which is the five pillars that attached to it with a screen. And these are just the evangelists that are proclaiming to the sinners to enter into the tabernacle. Enter into the holy place. And I just really enjoy that we can at least be those that are proclaiming to others to enter into the tabernacle. And I just really appreciated seeing this in the matter of being built up in the church life, or even in the God ordained way. You know, maybe all I can do is just be an evangelist, like speaking to people, but I'm not qualified yet to bring someone directly into the holy place. But when you bring these ones into the homes, then these ones that are more experienced can be those that can usher them into the Holy
Spirit. I especially appreciated that the church is so beautiful. In Matthew 9, you see the breastplate as the central and ultimate point of the priesthood. And the breastplate typifies God's name, but also it typifies, you can see the church in the breastplate. Because in the breastplate, the 12 precious stones arranged in four rows with three stones in each row. And that stone signifies as the believers, as the transformed ones, with Christ as the alphabet being in Christ and us. And then we also have the Urim, that is a shining Christ that only we can find in the breastplate, which means God is only shining, for God only meets in the church. And also the Thummim, and that is the 12 stones, you have the alphabet, Hebrew alphabet, but it's not complete without the thumb. It's complete with the four letters of the Hebrew alphabet. So it shows that we may have God's leading personally, but at most we only have three alphabets, so we can't really be clear on what God's leading is. That's why we need the other stones. We need to come to the church. We need to be built up in the church.
Amen.
But still, we still need the Father. If the Lord has made us the body, we still need to be connected to the head.
Amen.
And then, in God's view, this breastplate, the church, and it's already like built up. So today, as hearing this process of how I need to my view to be recalibrated, that even though we are in this process of being transformed into precious stones, how we need to see that this is already done.
Amen.
Amen. We already have this breastplate. Build that church.
Amen.
enjoyment that the church is like the center of God's heart. And so you just see, you know, as she was saying, the breastplate is the center. So the priest has an ephod, a hat, you know, a tunic, and he has, you know, a bunch of items of clothing. But at the center of everything is just like a breastplate. And so you see in the breastplate, it's not big. It's just like the size of the palm of a hand. But they said you can carry, like, the Lord can carry the church in the palm of his hand. And so to me, you just see the breastplate is on the heart of a priest. It's right up the heart of the priest. And so that shows that the church is like the center of God's heart and the center of our heart too. And so I just really enjoyed, you know, the church is so precious and it's so glorious to God. Yeah, I was just enjoying, you know, the Lord does not see the church as a work in progress, but he sees it as an accomplishment.
Right?
So I was so encouraged. He said, thanks, we have good news. But a matter of when you will become the new Jerusalem.
Amen.
But time does not apply to God. All he needs is transparent, built up, beautiful, shining stones.
Amen.
And that's all he sees, that's when he sees the church.
Right.
And so the brother, you know, was saying, you know, there is like a being on a train. I enjoy this illustration. So like it's like being on a train. And, you know, you're just on this glory train, and it's no windows, no doors, you can't get out. you're stuck on this glory train, and, you know, you don't have a choice. The Lord chose you, and in Romans 8, it says, you know, for these who he foreknew, he also predestinated.
Amen.
So he predestinated all of us, and we're just on this glory train heading to the New Jerusalem, and hallelujah, we don't have a way out.
Amen.
I really appreciated message 5, which talks about the tabernacle and the priesthood. And then the brother was saying that the tabernacle and the priesthood are inseparable, so one cannot go without the other. And then we are priests, so and then our main function is to build. So we cannot have this building without first being built ourselves. And then what I really appreciated was that it was you were saying that Martha, right? Martha was she sat at the Lord's feet. Mary sat at the Lord's feet, and she had humility, and then she was humble. She listened to God, but her sister was complaining because she thought she was doing all of these things by herself. Our sister was just, you know, there. But the Lord doesn't want someone who's just busy themselves thinking that they're serving God by doing all of these things. God wants someone who's listening to him.
Amen.
So you can be able to serve him how he needs.
Amen.
What your heart desires.
Amen.
And we first have to come and listen to what God wants. We have to pray. We have to look up with him ourselves. We can even decide to serve. Because if we don't come to him first, it's going to be more of our doing than his doing. And one point from there was transformation depends upon our loving the Lord, our contacting him.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. I just enjoy the manner of reconciliation, two aspects of reconciliation. First step of reconciliation is to reconcile sinners to God from sin. This is the purpose for why God died for us. He crucified himself, he died for us.
Amen.
We were not only sinners, but we were also enemies to God.
Amen.
So through this step on the cross, he crucified the flesh, so he saved us from death. And he bore our sins on the cross.
Amen.
We might be judged by God, but God stands for us.
Amen.
The second step of reconciliation is to reconcile believers, living in the natural life to God from the flesh.
Amen.
The purpose of Christ died for us so that we might live to him in the resurrection of life.
Amen.
This is the subjective aspect of Christ's death.
Amen.
So in the tabernacle, there were like 5 pillars on the first entrance. Like before you entered the tabernacle, there were 5 pillars where there were 4 entrances. Going to the holy place, and then in the which signifies the first aspect of the reconciliation. So when we were saved, we go to the holy place, we enjoy the riches of Christ. We just don't stop there. We must go to the second step of reconciliation, which is the where the five, where the four pillars and three entrances are. So for this, the key is to set time for the Lord.
Amen.
In order for us to go through the Holy of Holies before our Lord Jesus Christ, before God, you must spend time with the Lord.
Amen.
I just really enjoyed what Brother Minoru shared with us in the YP study time, the special fellowship. He says that in Psalm 19:12, teach us the number of days that we can gain a heart of wisdom.
Amen.
Seems the time to. We must redeem our time because the days are evil.
Amen.
I just really like that. Why are the days evil? Because the things that day are also. Because the things in that day are evil. That's why the day are evil.
Amen.
So, yeah, we must really enjoy, we must really redeem our time.
Amen.
Our time.
Amen.
I enjoy the eightfold significance of the tabernacle.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about all of these different parts of the tabernacle, the holy place, the holy holies, and all these fixed furniture. When we do that, and he said, whether it is shared by Brother Nolan, he said, this is the crystallization of the book of Exodus. This is for us to see and experience what has been unveiled to all the previous messages. So there are 8 points, but I just want to give two. Which are the first two. The first one is we need to see and experience the redemption of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
The tabernacle is made up of bolts, 48 bolts, and they all sit on silver sockets. The silver socket represents the redemption of Christ. So, as we know, the tabernacle represents the church. So the church, the basis of the church, is the redemption of Christ.
Amen.
What Christ did for us, he redeemed us, he shed the blood for us, so that we can be, we are the church. And is resting on the ascended Christ experienced by us. So, and this socket gives the stability to the board. And so the redemption, when we come to the church, when we come to the meeting, we have a sense that Christ died for us. There is nothing we can separate. There's nothing to stop us from enjoying Christ.
Amen.
And the second significance is we need to see and experience the manifestation of the divine nature. The holy, the tabernacle is made up of so many gold. All the things are made of gold. And you know, really took us a tour. I really enjoyed it. It felt like I was in the tabernacle.
Mm-hmm.
Full of gold. Everything is bright. Everything is so glorious. And so I highly recommend you go to message 10. We're into the tabernacle.
Amen.
They were tissue wood, but they were overlaid with gold. All the different parts are made of gold. And this is the church. When we come to the meeting, everything should be gold. All our natural men are not. Have no place here.
Right.
Only the divine nature is displayed in the church.
Amen.
So I will only talk about the religious. All the religious are so much for me. There was a meeting to glorify all of the religions, especially the end, the last one. Then I want to talk about the one in the trying that typified by the tabernacle. So the tabernacle, I like to say that Paul Romans 2 is the one for which the Lord came to Jerusalem, is the one that is typified by the tabernacle and the Exodus 23. Because the 48 boards of the tabernacle typify the believers. Being together to be the dwelling place of God, the tabernacle is clear the picture of the one in the triumph.
Amen.
Amen. So we need to be once in the triumph one. And then they say that we not are one in the church because we have our own concept of the humanity in our ambitions, meaning, instead of many things that happen in the world. And they say that
one and it's for the wall, and then all of that, you have to be overbuilt. And then you have to get a lot of gold.
Amen.
Enough gold. To get that gold, you have to go to the Word. And then we have to sink in the Word of God.
Amen.
That's the way we can get the gold. He doesn't want to give more amount of God. He wants his gold.
Right.
And you have to live in the Word. And that's the only way we can display his shining.
Amen.
We can display the oneness. And then we become together like he wants all of us.
God.
because we enjoy God, we sing, serve the Lord is like in peace with God, and God enjoys with us, and we are feasting with Him.
Amen.
Amen.
I enjoyed message 6, the oneness in the triune God supplied by the tabernacle. I really enjoyed the second aspect of the oneness in the triune God is seen in the overlaying of the board to signify the believers with the human nature with the goal, signifying God with the divine nature. I just really enjoyed the picture Ed Marks had in the beginning about these standing boards in the acacia wood was 15 foot high and 27 inches wide. And for it to be overlaid with gold, it had to be a thick amount of gold. Because if it wasn't, if it was gilded, then the wind could knock and just knock it over. You know, and if it's standing against another board that's thick, then this gilded amount of gold board can be collapsed. You know, it can get crushed. You know, that could be our offenses. You know, we can get offended by someone. You know, we have our shortcomings. You know, but the important question to ask is, how much God do we have? I just really enjoyed the matter of transformation. And seeing in Luke 10, where Mary and Martha, just seeing that Mary chose the better part. You know, she sat at the Lord's feet, took humility, and not caring for herself. Not caring, and God rewarded this. And God rewarded those who are sitting down, listening to the Lord's word. You know, I just really enjoyed that she took time to listen, you know, listening to the Lord's word, affording the Lord the opportunity to allow the Lord to speak into her. You know, for the Lord to grow, for the Lord to grow in us. You know, we have to allow the Lord to speak in us. You know, we have to come before the Lord in the morning. Just listen. You know, sometimes we do too much talking. You know, we ask. You know, but the Lord sometimes just wants us to sit. You know, to be before Him and just to listen.
Amen.
Hallelujah for a fresh vision, a fresh view of the church.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for the church, right, Paul?
Amen.
This is the tabernacle.
Amen.
You know, you realize when that tabernacle was raised up, how. What an important day that was, not only for the people of God, but God Himself was so happy.
Amen.
That day. And that's the day when that was up, the cloud came down, the cloud descended and covered it, right? And then the light came and filled. The glory of God entered the tabernacle and filled the tabernacle.
Amen.
Why? Because God was so happy that it was completed. And we need to realize that God loves the church.
Amen.
He is building the church.
Amen.
In spite of every frustration, He will get the church.
Amen.
The gates of Hades shall not prevail against the building church.
Amen.
Just as the children of Israel had to go through a lot of frustrations until they got to that day. There was a lot of, we look at Exodus, all the frustrations. Look at all of our lives. We all have frustrations. But we should never give up.
Amen.
Never give up our view that we are part of something wonderful.
Amen.
We're part of the church. Hallelujah for the church, the building of God.
Amen.
There's been many frustrations throughout the years. But hallelujah.
Amen.
And the importance of our meetings. Our meetings are so vitally important.
Amen.
When we come here, we need to light one another's lamps.
Amen.
We come in, when you meet in the parking lot, light, you know? When I see Chuck in the parking lot, tell you what, we light each other's lamps. Don't be Chuck.
Amen.
When I come in, I'll see Brother Don. He's got some light. He just, just a little whatever in my feet. We just light one another's lamps.
Amen.
And eventually, as we all come in here, what happens? The glory of God just fills this place. But if some are just sitting, you know, sometimes we're depressed and we have our problems, and we don't open our mouth and we don't let our light, our lamp get lit. It's just a little bit of darkness is added. But every time we allow the light to just light our lamp, the spirit of man is a lamp of the Lord. So just all it takes is just that little opening. You may be depressed and you may be defeated, but it's just, when you come to think, oh Lord, I open to you.
Amen.
Oh, pretty soon this whole place is full of light.
Amen.
Hallelujah for the Lord's recovery.
Amen.
Together, O Lord, I open to you.
O Lord, I open to you.
Amen.
Amen, brothers. I'm just so overwhelmed with the sharing today. I actually have not been able to. My wife and I have been able to outline, but it's so funny and so sovereign of the Lord to hear what we're sharing today. It's been 3 years since I've been here. And there's just something about the meetings that I appreciate and that is necessary for us to be built up as a church.
Amen.
And we can read the life study at home. We can be in Genesis and living an individual life. But the necessity of entering into Exodus and being a corporate body.
Is,
I mean, you can go through it or you can take my own example, how important it is for us to enter into that next step.
Amen.
The corporate body. This week, we just moved from Central California, actually. We've been there for 2 years, and now we're in North Hollywood, and it's so amazing that we're talking about the lamps.
Amen.
And this week, we were just frustrated. Several times, we moved into a new apartment. How many times we stumbled into our apartment because we had no light? I feel like out here, the rooms are a little bit darker in the apartments, and it's just so frustrating. We don't know what we're doing. And we went to Lamps Plus probably several times, and we were just trying to find several lamps. Here is Lamps Plus. We can see. I can see.
Amen.
I needed the brothers and the sisters just to turn on the lamp.
Amen.
It's so refreshing, and I appreciate it. I can try, I can call the Lord, and I do, and I can enter in the Holy of Holies, but sometimes we have to take that process of the Lord
from
the holy place to the Holy of Holies. So I really appreciate the outline. I'm going to get into that. That's awesome. But I'd really like to get into it with you guys.
Amen.
Christ. For us to be transformed, we need the adequate experience. And this, it was also brought up that we need the adequate inscription. There is an inscription on each stone, the children of Israel. And if we don't, just as there is an inscription of the letters for the children of Israel, of each tribe, there needs to be the inscription of Christ in our being so that God can lead us.
Amen.
But finally, this is not just an individual leading, because God, His desire is to lead the church.
Amen.
And so we each need the adequate experience of Christ so that God can lead the church. If there's not enough inscription or letters in our being, if there's not the adequate experience of Christ, how can God lead us? How can He lead us? So this bears responsibility on not just the elders in this locality, but every single saint that has to come before the Lord and say, Lord, make me desperate to experience You so that You can lead me and You can lead the church.
God is for us.
Amen.
He longs for us to know Him.
Amen.
Message 2, knowing God and His ways. Point G says our entire spiritual future hinges on our ability to worship the ways of God.
Amen.
It was brought out to know God's ways refers to knowing the principles by which He does things. God's ways are the ways in which He deals with us. His ways are higher than our ways.
Amen.
He said, Brother Juan was mentioning that God's view of us and towards us is very personal because He knows us inwardly and His dealing is as such. He mentions that it's only with the grace of God to cause us to realize and recognize Your ways with me. Lord, enable me to accept Your ways without resisting, murmuring, deeply accepting Your ways.
Amen.
And then He said, don't make up your mind to do this. We need the Lord's grace and mercy to for Him to enable us to know His ways.
Amen.
So appreciated, our accepting of His way is our worshiping of His ways.
Amen.
And our heart must be brought to God to the point of bowing down before Him and saying, I worship You for what You choose.
Amen.
For what You have ordained for me.
Amen.
And on He said, our God is right.
Amen.
He is one who makes no mistake.
Amen.
So appreciated in Hymn 406, the first line in the hymnal says, teach me Thy way.
Amen.
Brother Ron said we should pray, show me Thy way.
Amen.
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 I'm touched by the same message. It's message 2 about knowing God's ways, but all through the training, when you see all that God is after and what's on His heart, I kept going back to message 2. But for you to get that in us, we need to know Your ways, because we're just fallen men. How can we be these acacia wood overlaid with layers and layers of gold and engraved stones? And we need to know His ways. And I was so touched. He said, Moses prayed, please let me know Your ways. And he said, this is not in the way of begging God. This was a respectful prayer because he knew God is God. This is different than knowing God is our Father. God is God. And we need to know His ways. And His ways are how He deals with our fallen humanity to get us to the point we can be built together and united and overlaid and engraved. And He needs to deal with us first. I kept going back to this, and His dealings are, Brother Ron said, God's really good at being God. He knows what He's doing, and He knows us personally. Like Holly said, so He knows exactly how to touch us, how to deal with us, and we should not compare how He deals with us with how He deals with you. He might need to touch your finances. He might need to touch your health. He might need to do something with your children to touch your heart.
Yeah.
We can't compare because He knows us personally. And He loves us. He's God, dealing with us as God, but in His loving way, in His loving care to make us fit for the building.
Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Such a rich feast.
Amen.
Let's open to Exodus chapter 40 and read verse 34. everything has been accomplished. This is God's reaction. Exodus 40, 34. Those who have it, read it. But the reality will come.
Amen.
The reality is New Jerusalem.
Amen.
Which will be the eternal tabernacle filled with the glory of God.
Amen.
This is what God wants. This is God's goal. This should be our goal.
Amen.
Suppose I ask Brother Kevin, what's your goal? And he says, I just want to get through this week. You know, that's a goal down here. God's goal is way up here. We need to be brought up.
Amen.
Don't try to drag God down. God wants to bring us up. Up to His goal.
Amen.
To be living for His goal.
Amen.
To be those who would participate in getting the vision of the tabernacle, building, making all the pieces, assembling it, putting it all together, then the cloud descends on the tent of meeting.
Amen.
From our side, it's the tent of meeting. We come to meet with God.
Amen.
From God's side, it's the tabernacle. It's His dwelling on earth.
Amen.
Somebody mentioned John 1:14. The Word, the eternal Word, the eternal God, became flesh and tabernacled among us.
Amen.
What is this? This is the reality of God dwelling among men.
Amen.
And it's enlarged in the church and ultimately becomes the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
This is God's goal.
Amen.
And through the training, so many of the messages you heard. Some, oh, this message is wonderful, that message is wonderful. You know, number 10, number 5, number 6, number 9, whatever. What the common thread is, one, they reveal Christ.
Amen.
Every message reveals Christ.
Amen.
Even reveals details about Christ.
Amen.
Then every message reveals something of our experience of Christ.
Amen.
This Christ is not just wonderful far away, but He wants to be wonderful to us.
Amen.
Then we need to participate with this Christ. Every message has something of our participation with Him.
Amen.
And the result is the building together, which is the priesthood. This is what God wants. Christ has gone through the process. He has gone through incarnation, human living, crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension to be all that we need to build God's building. All that we need to reach God's goal with God. So we experience this Christ. How do we do this? The key is in message 1. The goal is in message 12, but the real key is message 1. Going outside the camp and going inside the veil.
Amen.
What is going outside the camp? It is to get outside just doing things in a formal way. Outside just doing things in a routine, habitual way. Whatever they are. To get inside the veil is to get where God is.
Amen.
Again, this is to get inside the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
Moses took his tent outside the camp, outside where the idol was. And I heard there were several mentionings in, about iPhone becoming idle phone. Not necessarily a physical golden calf, but anything that occupies us, we need to put down and come to the Lord,
Amen.
Who is in the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
So Moses went outside the camp, he went into the tent there.
Amen.
And when he went in, God spoke with Moses.
Amen.
God was with Moses, Moses was with God.
Amen.
The reality is very much spoken of in Hebrews. Hebrews 10:19 says, having therefore, brothers, boldness.
Amen.
We have the boldness.
Amen.
Doesn't say you should take boldness, you should beg for boldness. It says, brothers, we have boldness.
Amen.
We're entering the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
Why? In the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Don't think you're qualified. You are not qualified. You have the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
On the other hand, don't think you are unqualified. That doesn't count either. You have the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever we think of ourselves is wrong.
Amen.
We have the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
And by this, we can come into the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
We can come in to meet with God.
Amen.
This is the key.
Amen.
To meet with Him.
Amen.
To have His speaking. To know Him by being with Him.
Amen.
Not to know Him by being told about Him. But to come in. Hebrews 4 also, let us therefore come forward with boldness.
Amen.
To the throne of grace.
Amen.
The more we come to Him, we receive mercy.
Amen.
We find grace.
Amen.
This supplies us. So let's open to hymn 549. Okay, the first line summarizes the first message of the training, which is the key to getting all the way to message 12. So let's read just the first line together.
Enter in the veil.
The second one.
Taste of the sweetness of us the earth forsaking.
It's not a call to forsake the earth. It's not a call to forsake your iPhone. It's a call to taste heaven's sweetness.
Amen.
Taste the heavenly one by going in the veil.
Amen.
Which is to exercise our spirit.
Amen.
Today, the way to enter the veil exercise our spirit.
Amen.
The way to come forward is to exercise our human spirit.
Amen.
Which is mingled with the divine spirit.
Amen.
Today, the way to enter the Holy of Holies is in spirit.
Amen.
If you have time this afternoon, and if you remember, you can look at Hebrews 4:16. There's a footnote. And in the middle of the footnote, there's a question. How can we who are on earth enter the Holy of Holies, which is in heaven? And it says, the secret is our spirit.
Amen.
In chapter 10 and verses 19 through 22, there's another note with the same question. So, let's read the first two lines of verse 2.
Enter the veil and go without the camp. By heaven's presence will the earth depart.
This is not to fight with the earth to tell it to get away. No, by heaven's presence will the earth depart.
Amen.
Let's read the next two lines.
Heaven's glory without a serious harm.
Let's read first line of all the other verses.
Enter the veil, behold the glorious Christ. Enter the veil for resurrection power. Enter the veil on heaven's gladness feast. Enter the veil of Christ, which is very joy. Enter the veil till it is no more.
So enter the veil or exercise the Spirit. Behold the glorious Christ.
Amen.
Exercise the Spirit for resurrection power.
Amen.
Exercise the Spirit on heaven's fatness feast.
Amen.
Exercise the Spirit, Christ's riches and joy.
Amen.
All right, let's sing the first, second, and last verses of this hymn.